School at DePaul University presents What Happened in Pinkville, a Cubist Dialectic on the Massacre at My Lai by Greg Allen. Director, James Bonin. Fight Director, Chuck Coyle. Scenic Designer, Emily Boyd. Projection Designer, Michael David. Costume Designer, Chloe Patton. Lighting Designer, Bailey L. Rosa. Sound Designer, Morgan Lake. Dramaturgs, Genevieve Zofel and Cece Settles. Stage Manager, Dana Stringer, running May 16th through 25th, 2014, at the Theater School at DePaul University, 2350 North Racine Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Tickets available through email at theaterboxoffice@depaul.edu. The website is theaterschool.depaul.edu, 773-325-7900. The cast in order of appearance: Michael Terry, various reporters, Dennis Conti, and others, played by Jason Von Roan. Sally Terry, protester, Nguyen Yu, William Westmoreland, and others, played by Dana Dancho. Billy Doherty, Fernando Simpson, Butch Groover, drill sergeant, and others, played by Justin Wade Wilson. George Latimer, protester, David Haberstam, and others, played by Maureen Meisner. Judge Kennedy, protester, Jonathan Schell, and others, played by Tiffany Oglesby. Audrey Daniels, survivor, and others, played by Olga Aguilar. Paul Meadlow, Hugh Thompson, Michael Bernhardt, and others, played by Nathan Streifel. Ernest Medina, Lawrence Colburn, interviewer, Ron Reidenhauer, and others, played by Clayton Lewis. William Callie, and others, played by Joseph Stevenson. Dying Woman, Penny Callie, Frank Baker, Robert McNamara, and others, played by Marie Weiss. Haze and realistic gunshot effects will be used during this performance. This production is recommended for mature audiences. There will be one 10-minute intermission. Director's note: one can always find in the behavior of power a reflection of what is going on below. No one can govern in a vacuum. The exercise of power is determined by thousands of interactions between the world of the powerful and that of the powerless. All the more so because these worlds are never divided by a sharp line. Everyone has a small part of himself in both. Vaclav Havel, The Politics of Hope. When the horrors of the My Lai massacre came to light in November of 1969, they shocked a nation already growing deeply disaffected with a war that had permeated every level of American life. Perhaps most dismaying were the photographs, which showed the utter powerlessness of the victims. My Lai became a mirror into which we were forced to stare. Exploring that morning in March of 1968 today is an effort to stand in front of that mirror once more and ask ourselves what is our responsibility, personally and as a country, to our power and to our place in the world. James Bonin. A note from the playwright: I was born in 1962, 2 years before the Gulf of Tonkin resolution and the official beginning of the American War in Vietnam. When I was growing up watching I Dream of Jeannie and Gilligan's Island on our black and white TV, I know images of combat in Vietnam flooded the airwaves. However, I do not remember seeing a single image of the war. I do vividly recall the way Jeannie called Larry Hagman master and each of the 7 castaways on that damn island. Somehow my consciousness wiped out my youthful images of that war forever. I do know for a fact, however, that I spent most of my time arranging my teeny tiny plastic army men in mock battles all over the shag carpeted floor of my brother's room. We also threw G.I. Joes out the window to see what position they wound up in. And I dressed up as a wounded soldier for Halloween every year, complete with bloody bandages and a crutch. Wars have a way of invading the consciousness of everyone. I first researched My Lai for a show I wrote, directed, and performed with Donovan Sherman in 2006 called A Child's History of Bombing, where we explored the history of American military atrocities. Although it was a small segment of that show, something about the complication of these issues at My Lai always struck me as a possible subject for a future play. This year, while I was writing What Happened in Pinkville, my students would occasionally ask me what I was working on. I responded by asking classrooms full of educated people, "How many of you have heard of My Lai?" Not a single hand was ever raised. I realized that they, like me, had received an extremely glancing education on Vietnam in their high school American history classes, where the Korean and Vietnam Wars were always squeezed into a single week before finals at the end of the year. Over the weeks we've been working on this show, I've seen James lead my wonderful young cast through many tearful rehearsals where we all struggled with this horrifying material. I've also seen the students react with anger and resentment that they were completely unaware of My Lai before we embarked on this project. Hopefully what happened in Pinkville will raise the awareness of everyone here tonight of what happened in My Lai, what happened in Vietnam, and, as Fernando Simpson said, what could happen in any war to any of us. Greg Allen. Dramaturgy note. What can be justified in war? In December of 1967, Michael Terry sat down in his kitchen with his beloved wife Sally to have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. 3 months later, in March of 1968, Michael Terry sat down once more to have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but this time with his comrade, Bill Doherty, in My Lai, a hamlet in the Quang Nhai province of Vietnam. They ate in front of a pile of cooling dead bodies, the slain of what would later become known as the My Lai Massacre, an event which left between 347 and 504 unarmed Vietnamese civilians dead. What happened in Pinkville examines the question, what changed? How does an ordinary man, a man such as Michael, or thousands of other soldiers like him get to that point? How do men who come from happy, stable households and average backcomes become involved in such atrocities? How did the young men of Charlie Company, the same age as our contemporaries, come to perform such violence? Through the subsequent investigation and trials, the constant refrain heard from soldiers, the same ages as the school student body was, I was following orders. At what point does I was following orders not hold up anymore? Is anything ever justified during a war? Cece Settles, fourth year BFA Theater Arts, and Genevieve Zofel, third year BFA Theater Arts.